as long as I don't move into it. I'm not charged for it until I move into it.
If you personally build your own new home and don't move into it, I don't know how to cross that bridge. This is a case where we have a developer that built the home and it's not sold.
And we don't tax it until it's sold.
The developer, because even the lots are charged a lower rate to developers.
As a general rule, yes.
That's encouraging developing.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's right.
Okay. Labels Exhibit D, 12, 31, 18. You guys have any questions on them?
No.
Move to approve Exhibit D with today's date.
Second.
Now that's on which abatement number?
Done. 24267, 24267.
Okay. Got it. Okay. You moved, and we got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Approval of the 2019 budget.
Things I want to remind you of. First off, I won't read this budget message to you. I think you guys can read fairly well. I will say that the budget process, not an easy process to go through, and I appreciate the efforts of all the people that take part in that. I did send this out to all the elected officials and administrators and got several responses back. Most of those were with real minor changes in payroll. Some of the questions about payroll, I think, might be easier if you work next year on a line-by-line basis. We talked about that, so that's one of the things in there. I also know that you guys have a tendency, maybe, not, I wouldn't want to call it procrastination, but to wait until the very last minute to approve this. And I think probably that next year, if you make a goal of having a budget that can be approved, just like this one, with the exception that we will adjust beginning balances December 1st, that will make it a lot easier on your new auditor when he comes in to review that, for you guys to review that too. I would also make that suggestion again that you have your policy that raises are only given first of the year, and if you decide you want to give raises in the middle of the year as far as merit raises, I think you will find that that's going to ease things up for yourselves also. I want to make sure that you're aware again that you need to make sure that all the raises that you have okayed are in writing to your payroll officer. I think we talked about that the other day, so no problem there. As you read that budget message, I think you can see that there's things that I am concerned about for you guys leading that. And when we do a budget, there's a lot of things, a lot of disagreements about how things can go. I would caution you again, I think I cautioned you the other day, that you need to look at the statute on administrative fees. I think I found this form 50.515, I think. I sent it all to you guys so you can look at that.
55, you sent it to us?
50.515, I sent it to you so you can look at it. You need to look at that before you approve those transfer amounts. And I'm concerned that those transfer amounts are a little more than what I would have wanted anyway. Not that they're unfair to anybody. I just feel like that you have to be really conservative when you do those things. I believe, knowing that we did start going in the right direction this year, last year we actually spent $860,000 more than we brought in. This year we brought it down. I believe when we get a few transfers and stuff in here, I think it'll be somewhere around $750,000. That's not as good as I was hoping for in early December. I think I was thinking then at maybe $500,000, $600,000. But that has to be changed. You've got about 6 years before you'll be in a point where you have to. You can't spend. Because of that, if you look at my recommendations and when I that I put in the budget highlights and then look at what you guys approved, I think there's several things that you guys didn't take advice from me on, and that's fine. Sometimes that's probably the best thing. I make mistakes pretty easily, but if I were voting on this, I don't know how I would vote on this budget. But it is your budget, and you guys have that responsibility to approve that. So here we are. If you have any questions you'd like to ask me, I really would like to answer those right now, too.
I'm trying to read the statute of administrative fees on this little phone.
That's almost impossible.
because I just hit it, something that went away. I had it for a minute.
Well, let me just tell you, at the end of it, it says that those administrative fees, and it divides it into first class and the third class counties, and one of them it says can't be more than 3%, one of them it says can't be more than 5%. And so you guys need to be aware. You need to check that out. You're going to have to look at that.
It does say that.
It does say that.
Can't exceed 3% of the total budget of the fund.
Yeah. So, and it's when I say you need to check it out because, okay, total budget, is that the total revenue? Is that the total? Is it the total thing? I mean, you got some questions you got to look at and answer there. When you look at Road and Bridge, you got to realize that. When you talk about Road and Bridge, you've got two separate funds there. And so you may need to divide up those administrative fees, take it from each fund to fit within that. And I know that doesn't really work well because they want to take as many of the administrative fees out of the fund that's not capital improvements as the other ones. So, but you still need to look at that, make sure that you're within the law there.
Is that wording total budget of the fund, what you said? I know, like on the collector's tax maintenance statute, it's on the budget of the collector. It must be turned over. Like if the budget is 300,000.
See, I don't have it right in front of me, but I'm pretty sure it says 3% of the total fund budget.
Doesn't tell which fund budget.
Well, I'm pretty
sure it's talking. Fund budget for that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's talking about the one we're taking the administrative fees from.
Well.
So you'll need to look at that. And you can still approve this budget, no problem. Just when you get ready to approve those transfers, don't approve more than what the 3% is or 5% is, whatever you decide. Don't approve that.
Because I think we all have different budgets in front of us because we couldn't print out or wouldn't print out or whatever.
Yeah, we did have some problems with this broadcast.
So
David and I are going to send out the one that you have here. You should have got the very latest one this morning. And let me say one more time that the fund balances, the beginning fund balances,
those won't be. I know
that'll be changed.
So as far as the one that we're looking at, what is the? So we're all three on the same page. What's the total revenues budgeted?
Are you talking about for which fund? Or you want a total?
For the 101.
Okay. Total revenues budgeted for 101 right now. And this is not including the beginning balance because it will change. $14,426,350.81.
See, I've got $14,423,648. And this was current as of 12/26.
I got $14,426,350.81, but I looked this morning on the.
Were you able to get it to print, or you just copied it after?
I had to copy it off.
Okay, you copied it off. And then. Okay. Trying to think of where we went through and made any major changes. 114, we would have made changes. What's your total expenses on 114?
Okay. I need to bring my glasses in to do this, I tell you.
I wore mine this morning.
I've got $2,085,950. Is that what you have, Sheila?
$2,085,200.
So I've got. So we lost $750.
Yeah.
Which is okay.
Okay. That's exactly.
I'm not gonna go try to find $750 and $54 million.
I don't blame you. I would probably find it, but not before I approved it.
The difference between 1226 and 1231.
Okay. Well, mine was run as probably at the time it was ran, correct?
No, this would be expenses.
It's approved expenses. I don't know what we changed.
We had another expense in there. Remember that last week there was a mistake in one that had to be approved today?
This was just lowered. Like I said, 700.
Oh, lowered?
Yeah.
Hold on. David just pointed out to me that the total is in two lines. The $750 is that one line up there, wellness center expense.
Oh, by itself.
It's not total.
So it's
$2,085,950.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. See, he's already auditing. He's auditing the auditor.
Right. There's nothing wrong with that.
So it's, did you say the $950?
It is $950, yes. Total budget.
It says that at the bottom. I just didn't.
Mm-hmm. Okay.